He balls, two strikes. Graham hasn't walked a batter. There are eight batters here in the order. The payoff to Kelly. And another foul ball flown away near the, what looks like down there in the bullpen for the Raptors. Nobody's down there anyways. 39 runs for the Kansas Jayhawk. It was put into the nine hole. So the second baseman faces a three ball, two strike count. Cardini is at first, Polk at second. Three hits, 1-1 for Green Bay. Graham sets the 3-2 home, and a swing of the ball popped up. Chasing after this is Carlson. Does he make the grab? And does. A sliding catch from Kyle Carlson. We head to the bottom of the second. Green Bay leads 1-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 57. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 75. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the second inning, Orlando Lordoy will lead off for Wisconsin Rapids. So Ty Thurman retired three straight Raptor batters. Johnson popped out to third. Castillo struck out. And Smigelski popped out to second. So Orlando Lordoy will lead off. A 208 batter at the plate. 10 RBIs, 16 hits. He has six runs as well. So the center fielder will see you at a ball one. 1-0. So 1-0 count here for Lordoy. Thurman sets in, kicks and throws. And just works outside of the zone. So Lordoy went 0 for 2 yesterday, but had a RBI walk, in which a game he was walked three times. Struck out as well, but boy, he was disciplined at the plate. Reading pitches, not going on pitches he didn't like. And the two ball count from Thurman bounces in the dirt and goes at a ball 3-0. So now a three ball count here on Lordoy. Batting in the cleanup spot. He's been struck out 14 times this season. Thurman kicks, serves, and just peppers the right side of the zone at a strike, 3-1. So on deck is James Bornick. Lordoy, Bornick, and Carlson are all scheduled to bat here, bottom of the second. Looking in, the 3-1 home, and Lordoy pops this away. Foul left field territory and pulls. Nearly near the rat trap as Harris was coming under it. Slipped on the dirt near there. There's a potential he could have caught that. But nonetheless, the count runs full. Green Bay gets a run in the top half of this inning. A sac fly RBI from Chabot to bring Jackson in. They have three hits, though. Raptors just hoping for the end of the regular season just to end off with a win as a 3-2 ground ball right into the glove of Thurman. Steps and throws on to first. And Lordoy goes down. So it was a ground ball, a hard hit ball into Thurman, but he made the play. So James Bornick now. It's his turn. 243 batter, 9 hits, 37 at bats, 8 RBI, 6 runs. So one gone. James Bornick went 0 for 3, but he walked 2 times last night. And he'll set it into first pitch strike, 0-1. Two of the past 3 games, he's at least had a home run. That was big in that Madison series. Had a 2-run shot in the first game. In the second game, and a solo home run as the 0-1. He's swinging a miss low. And a strike, 0-2. So Bornick, the 5th batter in the order. On deck is Carlson. One strikeout for Ty Thurman. He took down Castillo. So a 2-strike count here for the first baseman, Bornick. And the 0-2 way inside. He has to back away on a breaking ball, 1-2. 1-2. One out, bottom of the second. Thurman will set. Kick, turn. And a swing and a miss, but a drop third strike. Chabot comes out, steps in to throw on the first. And Bornick gets retired. So Kyle Carlson now. 19 hits, 82 at bats. He bats a 207. He's been struck out 40 times, though. A guy that went 0 for 5 last night. Struck out twice, and that was about his day. Carlson out of Piedmont College. 2 down, and the first pitch thrown high. And a ball 1-0. A 1-0 count with 2 down. Carlson, the native of Marietta, Georgia, has had 2 different stints with the Rafters this summer. The 1-0 from Thurman. And a curveball inside of the zone of the strike, 1-1. Green Bay can retire Carlson. They'll go 6 up and 6 down to the first 2. A 1-0 lead for the Rockers. Rafters no hits yet. And the 1-1 of Carlson fouled away left side. A 1-2. Carlson batted a .311 this past season at Piedmont, the Division III school in Georgia. So he's excited to get back to school, and a .302 career batter at Piedmont through his first 2 years. And Thurman kicks the 1-2 in a swing, and a weak ground ball over towards the third baseman, Harris. Fields it up, and the throw across the diamond is way over the head of Matthews. Carlson on his way to second, and he'll stand there now. So there's the first error of the game, and it comes at the third baseman's hands of Andrew Harris. Just overthrew Matthews on what seemed like a routine throw. So Alex Duffy, the catcher, played right field in the first inning and then back to catcher in the second. Carlson at second. 12 hits this season for Alex Duffy. Bats a .207, has been walked 13 times, had the only hit of the night last night for Wisconsin Rapids, which was a ground ball to the second baseman, Kelly. Oh, no, it was Zielinski last night. 1-0, 2 down, 8 runs, 12 hits for the Elon product as a swing and a bouncer away from the bag on first base as Matthews fields it up in the glove and the step on first. He retires Duffy for the third out. So we head to the top of the third inning, a 1-0 lead for Green Bay. We'll step aside.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third inning, Max Mims will lead off for Green Bay. He struck out swinging his first time up. So Mims out of Friendswood, Texas. Graham goes to work once more as a swing and kind of a jam shot into shallow right as Castillo under it to make the grab. Mims goes out. So Andrew Harris now, who grounded out to first, has made the only error of the game on the defensive side. One gone. Harris bats a 175 at the plate. Graham kicks in and works at a strike. 0-1. No balls, one strike with one down. And the 0-1 to Harris. And just peppers the zone that time on the left edge. 0-2. So Harris grounded out to first. His first time up. And the two-strike count from Graham as a swing and a bouncer towards the second baseman. Castillo grabs it on a short hop and throws to first. He gets Harris for two down. So back-to-back groundouts for Andrew Harris. Zane Zielinski, who flew out to right, his first time up at the plate. 20 hits for him this season. Bats a 238 RBIs. 13 runs as well. So out of the University of Illinois Chicago and the native of Chicago, Illinois. So righty on righty. Graham gets the best of him on the first pitch, 0-1. No balls, a strike with two down. Graham kicks, turns the 0-1 home, and bounces away out of Duffy. The ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike with two down. Kalen Graham looks in and shakes it off. He'll come set. Kicks, serves. And just downstairs in for a ball. The shortstop, Zielinski, who was at second base yesterday. And the 2-1 home. And once more at a ball, 3-1. Kalen Graham, a Northwoods League All-Star for the Rafters. He went an inning back in Traverse City as a swing and a ball sliced in the air into right field. Lordoy under it to make the catch as Johnson was moved on to center. So we head to the bottom of the third. Rafters retire the side in three batters. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third inning and bottom of the order as Joseph Moroic, the eight-hole batter, leads off for Wisconsin Rapids. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR for one final time. Here on the beautiful Witter Field, Wisconsin Rapids trail 1-0. They gave up a sac fly RBI from Chabot to bring in Jackson, top of the second. So they haven't had a hit yet, a team that only had one hit last night. Joseph Moroic not in the lineup yesterday. He has had two hits, 16 at-bats. That's a 125. He struck out eight times, but he's had two runs. So the shortstop from the College of Lake County, and we'll see the first pitch ball from Ty Thurman. Thurman, a decent command on the mound so far. Hasn't given up a hit, a run, and two strikeouts. 1-0 count. Jack Gifford on deck. So 8-9-1 in the order. Thurman sets, fires, and throws outside of the ball. Moroic was showing bunt, but pulled away. So three hits for Green Bay. They also have an error in the field from Andrew Harris. A two-ball count. Here on the shortstop, Thurman kicks, turns in the 2-0 as a swing and a ground ball over towards the shortstop. Zielinski scoops it up and fires across his body, and Mateo Matthews was away from the bag, wasn't able to step on the bag. He just caught it a little bit away from it, and Moroic gets to first. So Joseph Moroic will get on base. That's the second time today a Rafter has gotten on base, and well, that's a good start here, bottom of the third. So Moroic at first. This brings in Jack Gifford out of Cabrillo College from Santa Cruz, California. So an error there on Zielinski. Bottom of the order, Jack Gifford faces a one-strike count. Two errors so far for the defense of the Rockers. Gifford, the left fielder out of Cabrillo College, has a swing and a bouncer that pulls away at the third base line. He went 0 for 2, was walked twice, though, last night. Three hits in total this season, 17 at-bats. He's been struck out five times, but has had four runs. So the native of Santa Cruz, California, will face an 0-2 count. So righty on righty. Thurman checks off over to first. No balls, two strikes. No and two count. And the 0-2 way outside of the slider at a ball, 1-2. both times a Rafter batter has reached base has been on an error. Carlson got on first from, got on second from an error from Harris. And then Moroic, an error from Zielinski. Ball two strikes. And it comes in just on the right edge. Gifford goes down. So top of the order with Ty Johnson, who popped out to third. One gone. So a decent start on the mound for Ty Thurman. Coming set to Johnson, and the first offering's a strike. So three strikeouts for Ty Thurman. Hasn't given up a hit yet. Moroic at first. One down, bottom of the third. Looking in, here is Thurman. He'll look down. Comes set. The 0-1 to Johnson, and a swing and a high fly ball. And tracking it down is Mims to make the grab, the center fielder. So Ty Johnson, a good contact with the ball, just wasn't able to see it get down. So Mims had to backtrack. So Alec Castillo struck out swinging. His last six at-bats from yesterday into today have all been strikeouts. So Castillo just looking to break the streak right now, just to get on base even. Eight hits, three RBIs, a run. Two down as Castillo lines one in the middle. Mims there to cut it off, but a base hit for Alec Castillo. So finally, he records his first hit of the series, his ninth hit this season. And David Smigelski popped out to second. So Moroic to second, Castillo to first. And Wisconsin Rapids finally gets their first hit of the game and their second hit all series. Two down. Thurman serves and throws a little bit low at a ball here on Smigelski. Out of LaGrange College, where he batted a 310 this past season. So the DH. Two gone. Castillo at first, Moroic at second. And the 1-0 way outside. And a ball. 2-0. A breaking ball from Ty Thurman. A lot of his pitches have been going towards the right side of the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Two down. Thurman looks at second. Sets, serves, and throws on a pass ball that goes away from Cardenas. Runners advance. Castillo to second, Moroic to third. So two in scoring position for the Rafters. They're in business right now. Two outs, a three ball count. And for David Smigelski, can he start to bring in runs? Only two runs yesterday, and they were both RBI walks. Two down. Thurman, the 3-0 home. And down low for ball four. So Smigelski gets walked. This brings in Orlando Lordoy, who grounded out to the pitcher. Lordoy to first. No, Lordoy is up. Smigelski to first. Castillo at second. And Joseph Moroic got on base from an error from the shortstop. Chris Kreplin wants to have a word with his pitcher Thurman right now. He just walked his first batter. Two outs. But the Rafters have had the most momentum they've had all day. Two errors for the Rockers. None yet for Wisconsin Rapids. But that's what has started this whole thing, you know, specifically here, bottom of the third. Moroic got on base from an error from Zielinski, who just threw outside of Matthews, wasn't able to tag the bag. Bases loaded here with two down. Thurman steps in on the first base side of the rubber. Sets, serves to Lordoy, outside of the ball. 1-0 just below the left edge. It is a lively crowd here. Boy, this is end of the season. This is a ton of fans at F Showdown. We appreciate all the support. And the 1-0 is above the zone of the ball, 2-0. Given the yesterday when there was a decent amount of fans that have showed up, but once the rain came and towards the end of that game, I could almost count on two hands how many fans were here. I mean, it was very quiet. That's not the case today. A beautiful day and a beautiful evening for baseball. And the 2-0 to Lodoy just peppers the zone to strike. 2-1. New balls, one strike. Went two down. A 2-1 count. And the 2-1. Lodoy swings in a weak ground ball over towards the second baseman. Kelly has all the time in the world and throws on to first. So the Rafters grab a hit. No runs, though. We head to the top of the fourth. 1-0 lead. Rockers in front. We'll step aside.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
That will be played at the end of the fourth inning. 3 innings down here in the final regular season game for Wisconsin Rapids. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. Rockers in front, 1-0. JoJo Jackson, the only Rocker runner to get home. So Kalen Graham will toe the slab once more. No set in the first offering as Jackson swings and hits a high fly ball into center field. Lodoy walks over to it and lets it drop in the glove for one down. So Jackson 1-for-2. Ty Johnson now has moved to left field. It's been a thing for Kirk Schreider to make sure Johnson plays all positions today. Has been a staple of this team's success all season long. So just showing how versatile he is. He started the day at catcher as Sam Polk led off with a base hit. He's 1-for-1. No balls, a strike with one down. Well, one count. Graham the 0-1 and fouled away right side. That one, two. No balls, two strikes, one down. The left fielder out of Washington U, St. Louis, the native of Magnolia, Texas. Graham kicks, turns, and serves outside. And just can't work in at a fastball at a ball, 1-2. One down. Sam Polk got his fifth hit last time up. Four runs as well, was able to cross home plate last night as a swing and a miss. And he goes down. So Kalen Graham, a decent start for him. He's up to three strikeouts. And Nainoa Cardenia has also had a base hit in his first time up at the plate. So Cardenia has had a two-run shot yesterday. Two down. So Nainoa Cardenas And the University of Hawaii from Kapa, Hawaii. 14 RBIs as a swing and a high fly ball slicing into right center field. Lourdoy under it to make the grab. And that retires the side in three batters. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Wisconsin Rapids still trail 1-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Joey Fuhn with you here on WFHR. James Bornick leads off as he struck out his first time up. So Ty Thurman back on the mound once more. So Green Bay in front 1-0. Rafters, they were able to get a hit in last inning as Alec Castillo base hit into center field. But Bornick, two home runs in his past three games. So he's had a hot bat as of recent. Thurman will toe the slab. He'll serve in a first breaking ball outside on the left edge. 1-0. So two errors from the rocker infield. One on Zielinski, one on Harris. Rafters had the bases loaded last time up with two outs. Weren't able to get anybody to score. As the second pitch peppers the zone at a strike. 1-1. So one ball, one strike here on James Bornick. At Marion University, the native of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Thurman sets, throws, delivers at a strike. Again, 1-2. Just paints the upstairs part of the zone on a breaking ball. So Bornick go for one. 9 hits on the season. A 243 batter at the plate. Thurman the 1-2 to outside. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Rafters have been held scoreless for three straight innings. Only had two runs yesterday, and they both came in the fifth. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 to Bornick, and hits him on the right ankle. He'll take first, so James Bornick leads off. He was hit by a pitch. That's the first time today we've seen that. So Kyle Carlson reached base via error from the third baseman, Andrew Harris. Nonetheless, he's 0-1. So Kyle Carlson, the native of Marietta, Georgia. 19 hits, 13 RBIs this season. Also has 9 runs as well. A 207 batter at the plate as he'll see a breaking ball down in the dirt. On the right side, 1-0. So Bornick stands at first. On deck is the catcher, Alex Duffy. Thurman looks down. He'll kick, turn, serve, and a second pitch strike down the plate. 1-1. Ty Thurman, a good command so far, has really worked in his pitches well. has three strikeouts. And the 1-1 to Carlson, a swing and a line drive pulled away of the left field line, just out of play. Carlson, decent contact, wasn't able to see that stay in play as he faces a 1-2 count. Carlson put himself in scoring position from that error from Harris, who overthrew the first baseman Matthews. And Thurman sets the 1-2 just a little bit low of the zone on a breaking ball. Just off the right corner. 2-2. Bornick hit first. Was hit by a pinch. Rafters one hit. And it came at the hands of the second baseman Castillo. Thurman the 2-2 to Carlson. And pulled away once more. Out near the third base line. Another foul ball. So Kyle Carlson looking for his 20th hit of the season. Has been such a reliable third baseman for these Rafters. Has made some excellent plays this season on the defensive side. Offensively, he's been streaky at times. But he'll face the 2-2 way outside. And a wild pitch that goes behind Chabot. Bornick on his way to second. He'll put himself in scoring position. And the tying run 180 feet away. Ty Thurman a little bit frustrated with that. You can see. Three balls, two strikes. The count runs full. So if Carlson can see a way to get ball four, he'll get to first. And the payoff home as Carlson lines one above the head of Matthews. That stays fair. On the right field line, Bornick on his way to third. He'll stop there now. Carlson in between first and second. Was in a bit of a pickle there. He gets back to first. So Jackson and Matthews, a miscommunication on the right side. They were both going for it. So they're still having words with each other. But nonetheless, runners are on the corners. So Alex Duffy now, he'll step in. As Chris Kreplin may be done with Ty Thurman. So Carlson to first, Bornick at third. Kirk Schreiner leaving his dugout, calling his team in. But nonetheless, a base hit for Kyle Carlson, his 20th hit of the season. So Wisconsin Rapids just trying to tie this game up. As JoJo Jackson meeting out with his outfield out there. And so is this entire infield meeting on the mound. So Ty Thurman's day is done. And this brings in a new pitcher for the Rockers. This might be Jennerjohn. I think this is Jason Jennerjohn from Upper Iowa University. Yeah, this is. So Jason Jennerjohn, a guy that's appeared in three games for the Rockers, 4 1/3 innings of work. He's allowed 7 hits, 3 runs, has walked 4 batters. But he's had 5 strikeouts. His first appearance was against these Rafters back on July the 29th. Went 2 2/3 inning. Gave up 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, but 2 strikeouts. Literally 2s across his entire stat line that night. So Jason Jennerjohn out of Upper Iowa University and a redshirt junior from Hortonville, Wisconsin. His last game he played in was against Madison on August the 7th. Went an inning in the third. Gave up 3 hits, a run, and 3 strikeouts. Well, Jennerjohn, definitely a guy to come to the Rockers to provide depth in the bullpen for the playoff push here in the second half. He made 4 starts with Upper Iowa, threw 4 1/3 innings this past spring. He played his first 2 seasons, though, with Eastern Illinois and used his red shirt back in 2021. Out of Hortonville High School, had a 2.89 ERA, recorded 44 strikeouts in 36 1/3 innings of work. So Jennerjohn coming to relieve Thurman. So bottom of the fourth, Carlson with a base hit at first, Jennerjohn hoping to get Green Bay out of this jam. Bornick at third. I don't think Bornick definitely could have gotten home, but there was a miscommunication on Matthews and Jackson. I don't think he knew that, because if he knew that was going to be the case, he surely would have taken home. But Alex Duffy, who grounded out to first, his first time up at the plate. Rafters now up to two hits. And Jenner John, the first offering, is a fastball to strike. 0-1. No balls, one strike. Alex Duffy, 12 hits this season. As he shows bunt right up the middle to Jenner John, and Bornick gets home. Jenner John throws on to first. He gets Duffy, but Bornick comes charging on home. So a perfectly executed bunt there from Alex Duffy. A sack bunt. And it proves crucial to tie this game up at one apiece. And Joseph Moroc got on base via error from the shortstop. So Carlson now at second. One down. Jenner John throws. And just lowered a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count with one down. Carlson is second. The leading run in scoring position. And Jenner John, the 1-0 to Moroc. And clips the left edge of the zone. 1-1. On deck is Jack Gifford. So the 8-hole batter, Joseph Moroc. He's 0-1. Two hits for him this season as he fouls off right side. 1-2. A guy that batted a 286 for the College of Lake County. 35 at-bats. He had 10 hits. Also 10 runs as well. And the 1-2 to Moroc, and a swing and a miss low. He goes down, and that's two outs. As I think Green Bay thought that was the third out. All the players look like they're on their way to the dugout. But Jack Gifford struck out looking. Bottom of the fourth, a 1-1 game. Rafters have tied it. Two down. Jenner John sets, serves as a swing and a high fly ball into center field. Mims turns and watches it go off the wall. On his way home is Carlson. Jack Gifford stands up with an RBI double. So how about that from Jack? His fourth hit of the season. And Wisconsin Rapids, their first lead of the day. They lead 2-1. So an RBI double. Right when you need him to come big. Jack Gifford has been struggling at the plate as of recent. But a big hit there from the Cabrillo College product. So top of the order with Ty Johnson. Popped out to third and flew out to center. Two gone, Gifford at second. Jenner John sets, serves, and brushes off the left side of the zone on a breaking ball, 0-1. So no balls, one strike with two outs. Jenner John looks at second. He'll do once more. The kick high to Johnson, throws low. And just off the left ankle at an ankle-high breaking ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike with two down. And the 1-1 swings in low of the zone at a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike with two down. Rafters have their first lead of the day. Gifford the big lead off at second. The 2-1 to Johnson. And thrown at a pass ball that goes behind Chabot. Gifford glides on the third. And the count runs at 3-1 now. So the third run for the Rafters, 90 feet away. Three balls, a strike. Here on Ty Johnson. The Flower Mound, Texas native, 0-2. Jenner John, the 3-1 to Johnson, right down the pipe and a breaking ball. Works in that right side of the zone, 3-2. And the count runs full. So a big pitch here. This could keep the inning alive. Ty Johnson, a guy that leads the team in walks. And the payoff from Jenner. John on a swing and a weak ground ball over towards the shortstop. Zielinski scoops it up, and the throw on the first is way off the head of Matthews. Johnson on his way to second. Gifford will score. And Wisconsin Rapids in front 3-1. So Zane Zielinski, boy, another error there. And it looks like, well, maybe it will be a hit. Or no, I would assume it would be an error. So Ty Johnson to second. Zane Zielinski, the second error he's thrown this game. As Castillo swings and check swings. So no balls, a strike. Ty Johnson gets the second. A three-run lead for the Rafters. Two down. Jenner John looks at second. And the 0-1 on a swing and a weak bouncer over to Kelly, who scoops it up and throws to first. But the Rafters get three runs. They lead for the first time today. 3-1. We head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. You don't
know my garden. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning, 3-1, Rafters in front, a big three-run inning for them. So it was big. I mean, you look at it, they were down, they didn't get any hits, they only had one through three innings. But nonetheless, a big run, and a big couple runs for them. So we head to the top of the fifth inning, Rafters have now out-hit the Rockers 4-3. So Mateo Matthews will lead off. He struck out swinging his first time up. Kalen Graham back on the mound once more. And he'll set in serve as that ball pulled away right side. 0-1. So Kalen Graham, decent start for him. And is up to three strikeouts as Matthews swings and misses 0-2. No balls, two strikes. A packed house here at Witter Field on this beautiful Saturday night to end the regular season as Matthews goes down. Three straight pitches, three straight strikes for Kalen Graham. He sends down Mateo Matthews. So that's the second time he struck out swinging today. Henry Chabot, sac fly RBI. His first time up to bring in Jackson. So that's where the only run has come in the top of the second. So Graham sets as Chabot pulls it away. Fouled off left side. 0-1. So the catcher from Scottsdale, Arizona. Grabbed his first RBI in the second. First RBI of the season for him. One down. Graham, the 0-1. And just out of the zone at a ball. 1-1. So one ball, one strike, one out. And Graham goes to work and fouled away. 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. One down. Graham kicks in, turns, serves to Chabot. As a swing and a liner pass the diving Castillo into right field. And so Henry Chabot, his first hit of his summer here in Green Bay. So Henry Chabot, a sac fly RBI, then records a base hit. So this brings in Cooper Kelly, the nine-hole batter, who popped out to third. So the Rocker is up to four hits. Rafters, though, have a two-run lead. One gone. And Graham looks off at first. He'll kick, serve, and throw low the zone at a ball. 1-0. So there is a pitcher warming up in the bullpen for the Rafters. Depending on who it is, maybe Brandon Scott, though, but he did pitch last night. And the 1-0. And a swing, kind of a jam shot that drops into right field. Gifford there to cut it off. But unfortunately, another base hit there from Kelly. So one down. So Kelly with a base hit. Chabot with a base hit. Runners on first and second. Tap of the order with Max Mims. Tying run at first, and a swing and a miss on a first pitch strike from Graham. So he struck out Mims his first time up and popped out to second. One down, no balls, a strike. 0-1 is the count. Graham looks in the long stare at home. He'll come set. He'll look, kick the 0-1, and a changeup down the plate of the strike. 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out. Kelly at first, Chabot at second, and top of the fifth inning. Graham bends down low with the knee. He'll look over at second. He'll step and serve as a swing and a high fly ball. Lordoy charging after it, dives out and makes a grab. What a play there from the center fielder, Orlando Lordoy. That's as good of a play I've seen from him basically the entire time he's been here. Boy, did he race over for that and attack that ball. Because if that gets down, possibly a run scores for the Rockers. So Max Mims flies out. That puts two away. And Andrew Harris, two straight ground outs, one to first, one to second. As Harris fouls it off back behind home plate, 0-1. So no balls a strike, but how about that? Orlando Lordoy dives out and makes the play in the shallow right. Two gone. Kelly at first, Chabot and second. Each had a base hit. No balls a strike. The 0-1 from Graham. And a changeup and a curveball right down the plate, 0-2. A two-strike count. Here with two down. No balls, two strikes. Two outs. Graham looks at second. The 0-2 to Harris has a swing and a high fly ball. Lordoy backtracks, comes out and makes the catch for the third out. So Green Bay with two hits, but no runs. We head to the bottom of the fifth, 3-1. Rafters in front.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need. For the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids, contact WROinstitute.com or call 424-1881.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning, a 3-1 lead for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Joey Fear with you here on this beautiful Saturday night at Witterfield. Rafters, they took their first lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. Three runs for them. And that was big, yeah. I mean, you need momentum because they certainly didn't have that yesterday. Only had one hit yesterday in two runs, and they only had one hit through three innings here in this game today. But David Smigalski back to work. He popped out to second and was walked. So you get a sack bunt RBI from Alex Duffy to bring in Bornick. A RBI double from Gifford, and Duffy got home. Well, no, and then Moroic got home. And then, Carlson got home. And then you had Johnson, an RBI error, which brought in Gifford. So ball and strike. 1-1 is the count. Jason Jennerjohn going back to work here on Smigalski. Bottom of the fifth, then the 1-1, and fouled off from Smigalski right side. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the 1-2 down low of the zone at a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Jason Jennerjohn. Five hits to four in favor of the Rockers. Jennerjohn, the 2-2 to Smigalski, and a swing and a line drive up the middle. So David Smigalski finally grabbing his first hit. He's up to his ninth hit of the season. And Wisconsin Rapids, five hits. So Smigalski leads off with a single. Orlando Lordoy, two straight ground outs. One to the pitcher, one to second. But his presence on the defensive side has definitely been known. And looking in and serving low at a ball. 1-0. It's a 1-0 count. Rafters hoping to send off the 2023 regular season with a win. That would certainly mean a lot to these fans in this community. And to get 40 wins and to not make the playoffs, and that certainly says something as Lordoy reaches out for it on the left edge and misses on a 1-1 count. One ball, one strike. A 1-1 count. Coming set, serving is Jennerjohn right down the pipe. And a fastball, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Each team with five hits. Smigalski getting the fifth for the Rafters. He stands at first. And Jennerjohn is swinging a bouncer towards the shortstop, catches it on the field house. And Zielinski the throw to second, back to first. Fields it up on the glove. Zielinski to Kelly, the throw back to first to Matthews. Not on time, but nonetheless, he retires Smigalski. Lordoy gets on base on a fielder's choice. James Bornick struck out His first time up and then was hit by a pitch. The first Rafter to cross home plate today. Ordway at first. And the set, the fire outside. And the ball 1-0. So Bornick out of Marion University. An infielder that batted a 293 for them this season. Ordway stands at first. One down, the 1-0. Down the pipe. Strike, 1-1. One out, Orlando Lordoy finally gets on base. He's 0 for 3, but he's got a big lead off there. Now he takes second. The throw from Chabot over towards the shortstop, Zielinski, and he gets him. Wow. That was a late call. Man, oh, man. Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that call. That was late, as Kirk Schreider furious about that, leaving his dugout right now and wants to have a word saying, hey, what was that? That was a bad call. I'd be the first one to say that was he was late on the tag. Lordoy got there.